Hey everyone, and welcome back to Daily Detachment. I'm your host, Avery Hart, here to help you navigate this crazy world with a little bit of stoic wisdom. Today's topic is something we all struggle with, whether we admit it or not. Acceptance. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? That gut-wrenching disappointment when things don't go your way? Yeah, well, guess what? We can learn to deal with those moments, even thrive in them. We're gonna dive into the art of acceptance today, and trust me, it's not about becoming a doormat or passively resigning yourself to whatever fate throws at you. It's actually about taking control of your mindset, finding peace within yourself, and becoming incredibly resilient in the face of challenges. So buckle up, because here are 5 key takeaways that will help you master the art of acceptance. First things first, acceptance doesn't mean liking everything that happens. Ever had a day where it felt like the universe was playing whack-a-mole with your sanity? We all have those days. Acceptance means acknowledging that bad things happen, good things happen, and sometimes things just happen. It doesn't mean we condone them, or that we stop striving for what we want. Second, accept what you can control, and let go of the rest. We often get bogged down by trying to control everything around us, relationships, finances, even the weather. But let's be real, some things are just out of our hands. Focusing on what we can influence, like our own actions and reactions, is key. Imagine a tug of war with yourself. It's exhausting. Accept the ropes you can pull and let go of the ones that aren't yours to manage. Third, practice gratitude for what you have. Think about it. We all have so much to be grateful for. A roof over our heads, a loving family or friends. Even just a good cup of coffee on a chilly morning. When we focus on the positive, we shift our perspective and make space for acceptance. It's like finding that tiny silver lining in every cloud. Fourth, reframe your thinking. Instead of viewing challenges as obstacles, see them as opportunities for growth. Think about it, wouldn't we be pretty boring if life was always a smooth ride? Those bumps in the road are what make us stronger, wiser, and more adaptable. So next time you hit a snag, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? ... And finally, remember that acceptance is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when it feels easy, and days when it feels like an uphill battle. That's okay. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep practicing. Remember, even the most stoic philosophers had bad days. They just knew how to handle them with grace. Okay. Let's talk about a real-world scenario. Imagine you're planning a big vacation, one you've been dreaming of for months. You've booked flights, hotels, tours, everything. But then, disaster strikes. Your flight gets canceled due to bad weather. You're feeling devastated, angry, and maybe even a little bit helpless. That's where acceptance comes in. You can't control the weather, you can't change the fact that your flight is canceled, but you can control how you respond. Instead of spiraling into negativity, take a deep breath, acknowledge your disappointment, and start looking for solutions. Maybe there are alternative flights, or maybe this unexpected delay gives you an opportunity to explore a new city. Remember, sometimes life throws us curveballs, but it's up to us to decide how we play the game. So, what are the key takeaways from today's episode? Remember, acceptance doesn't mean liking everything. Focus on what you can control. Practice gratitude. Reframe your thinking as opportunities for growth. And remember that it's a journey, not a destination. Ready to put this into action? Start by identifying something in your life that's causing stress or frustration. Once you've pinpointed it, take a moment to practice those key takeaways. Acknowledge the situation, focus on what you can control, and see if there's an opportunity for growth within the challenge. Share your thoughts with me on social media. I love hearing from you. And remember, keep detaching and staying unbothered. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate life's little and big challenges.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.